This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado teenagers would get three free therapy sessions to help them cope with the pandemic under a bill in the state legislature. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
We want to make it as easy as possible for you to engage in services. So we're really looking at telehealth platforms as being the main platform for you so they can use their phone, their computer.
Colorado law will now extend all of its benefits for veterans to those who were discharged because of their sexual orientation or gender identity. In the past, the U.S. military forced some LGBTQ service members to leave with a so-called other than honorable discharge. Governor Polis has signed a bill that creates a new status for those veterans, giving them access to things like state education benefits, specialized veterans license plates, and discounted hunting licenses. Colorado Congressman Ed Perlmutter's bill to let legal marijuana businesses access banks and other financial services has passed the House on a bipartisan vote, but the Safe Banking Act did not get support from some of Perlmutter's fellow Coloradans, including Republican Ken Buck, who expressed concerns that drug cartels and illegal growers could abuse the banking system. The House passed a similar bill 2 years ago, but it died in the Senate. It's a sunny day across much of Colorado, but with more snow on the way tonight and tomorrow around Colorado Springs and in Metro Denver. Highs today close to 40 and getting warmer later in the week. This is CPR News.